Good morning. The Holy Spirit had these words recorded for our instruction in righteousness. Psalm 130. A song of ascents. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in His word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is abundant redemption. And He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. So far the very words of God, dear fellow redeemed. Many, if not most of us sitting in this room, know about Marx. The Emmanuel Lutheran High School and College Residence Hall Handbook defines and spells them out for us. I quote, "Dormitory marks are recorded by supervisors due to unkept rooms, dormitory jobs not completed, and dormitory or campus rules violations. A dirty floor, a quarter mark. An unmade bed, a quarter mark. A dirty closet, a quarter mark. A dirty desk or dresser, a quarter mark. A full waste basket, a quarter mark. A dusty room, a quarter mark. Late for bed, a half a mark. Improper behavior during study hall, a half a mark. The use of a TV, VCR, DVD, video, or computer game during study hall, one mark. Being off campus without permission or without signing out, one mark. And the consequences for building up marks is being dormed, roomed, and floored. These are the consequences of marks. This rule system is designed for you to keep things orderly and to also help you learn what life is about. Believe it or not, adult life is a lot like being under the rule system. But our text says, if you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? If your dorm parent would go through your room and judge it according to the rules without wavering whatsoever, every single one of you would be roomed for your entire stay at ILC. No one is able to perfectly keep and do any of the rules when we are examined with the eye of perfection. When the Lord looks at us and every way we deal with our life, who can stand? When the Lord comes and peers into the room of our heart, He sees nothing but filth and failings. We miss the mark in every point of the law. We think or speak evil against our neighbors or parents. We have sexual lusts. We covet things we don't have. We steal by being lazy. Our heart says, I'd rather sleep in than go to church. The mark sheet that the Lord has against us is completely and utterly full. We can't work off these marks, though. We can't ask the Lord to allow us to do some good things to be free from these marks. No amount of scrubbing toilets will ever pay for our sins. But notice how the psalmist continues, but there is forgiveness with you. Forgiveness. The cancellation of sin. God the Father, even before time began, set apart Jesus Christ for the purpose of removing all of our marks, all of our sins. When God became man, He was then able to live under the same system of law as we are subject to. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. If the one who died for us was simply a man, he wouldn't have been able to pay for our sins. And if a mortal man who is not God lived a perfect life and died, he would only be dying for his own justification. But the Father decided to do with what Christ did for us in this way. For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. And if you wonder if this peculiar love is for you, if this love was meant for you, then hear these words from the text. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is abundant redemption. When the Lord said on the cross, "It is finished," He didn't mean it was only finished for 30% of the population. He didn't mean it was finished for only the males in the world. He didn't mean it was finished for only the females. He meant that every single one of every single sin that you'll ever create, anyone who was and ever will be conceived in this world has had their sins paid for by the perfect, holy, precious Lamb of God who has taken away your sins. Although we have a different perspective of the timeline than our psalmist did, we can still say, "I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in His word I do hope." Although we also watch, as the psalmist said, daily, like the night watchman, eagerly, it is still proper and right to say, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." And the peace of God, which does surpass all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Luther wrote a hymn that is based on Psalm 130, and I would like to close with that hymn today. It's hymn number 329. And I would like to sing verses 1, 2, and 5. 329, 1, 2, and 5.